But it's following.
Yeah. Very fluid.
Yeah. Treasurer be nominated and submit an application to be considered for the position. The treasurer will be nominated and submit an application to be considered for the position. And specifically, we were looking at skill set for the position of the treasurer because it requires specific skills. It's not just kind of something open, which is why I noted the application.
Yeah. So, okay. That doesn't clarify it for me, but all right, David.
Yeah. When I originally heard the motion, and I believe we voted on the amendment, I heard that we would be electing somebody pro temp. And I think we all voted on it. So if members don't want that, and since we all voted in favor, then a member could move to reconsider that. And
we didn't vote.
We haven't voted, but that...
We haven't voted.
No.
Okay. Ed, and then Lydia.
David is correct in one critical aspect, that the motion was made with the pro tem proviso. It therefore became the property of the body. So if Julie wants to amend that, she did make that motion. She's welcome, I guess, the same person could amend that, which she was about to say. So why don't we just proceed in that? And right now there is a motion that includes an election this evening. She wants to change that. We can vote on that.
I don't recall ever specifying the election this evening, but if for the sake of moving things forward, I'd like to propose an amendment to my original motion.
Go ahead.
That the treasurer be nominated and submit an application to be considered for the position.
And
well, what's your amendment? What was your amendment?
If you need one.
Okay. Okay. The only clarity I need is that means then that we would not have an election for treasurer tonight.
Correct. Yes. So no pro tem. You're saying no pro tem.
Yeah, no pro tem. Okay. All right. Is that seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion?
Point of information.
Lydia.
And so, yes, for point of clarification, the way that I understood it, and we clearly all have individual understanding, is that it would be opened up to the listeners to participate and send in applications as well, that that's the intent of the motion. And that I understood when you said pro tem that it would be a continuing pro tem position. For example, even though everybody's term ends tonight, Donna, who has already offered to continue, could participate in Tuesday's meeting, which only makes sense. Because if we elect somebody tonight, they don't have the history, and we're at a critical point with the national board finance issues, and then we might only elect somebody tonight, they might be gone at the next meeting. That doesn't make sense to me. So I would like to move that as part of the
Julie, is that friendly to your thinking? That is friendly. So that clarifies now for me. This clarifies for me. So Donna would continue pro tem until the new new treasurer is elected. Is that right? Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. Kimberly has a point of information.
I thought that we had to elect officers in December, and that's why we're here.
That's true, but basically, pro tem can also be elected. I believe we would meet the bylaws requirement.
But I thought we decided that it wasn't.
Well, it is. Donna continues as pro tem under this motion. All right.
Maybe we have to vote for her as pro tem.
Okay. Okay. Now, people, here's the chair's problem. We're moving toward 10 o'clock, and we've got one other thing to do. So we've got to do the voting now. So is there any, let's vote on the Julie Rodriguez motion as amended. No further discussion.
No.
Those in favor.
When the secretary read it,
okay.
He had the recording.
Okay, thank you.
Wait a second.
Because of all this confusion.
The motion does not make sense as stated because it does not say, it says the treasurer be nominated and submit an application. There isn't a treasurer to be nominated. Is the treasurer position open to nomination?
Yeah, open
is that what you mean?
Yeah.
The treasurer position position be open to nomination.
And those thousands of men.
And those nominees shall submit an application for the position, and that the election for treasurer not be held tonight, and that the current treasurer, Donna Warren, remain pro tem treasurer until a new treasurer is elected. Is that correct?
Okay.
Sorry.
Any, all in favor of that, signify by raising your hands.
That's it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed? 1, 2. Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, the motion passes.
And I just want to apologize for the, you know, for the unclarity. I was on.
That's quite all right. Now, here's what the okay, let's, I'm going to recognize Sherna before we move ahead then, Sherna.
I want to move that we elect the secretary pro tem because the secretary position is also open for listener nominations.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we also
elect secretary pro tem.
Secretary pro tem based on opening the process in the same way. Any discussion? Hopefully no. Yeah.
She's the nominee right now.
Yeah, you're the nominee.
Okay, so is Terry the secretary pro tem?
Secretary pro tem.
Yeah, tonight. All right, is there clarity, Israel? Or is it clear pretty much what?
Have the secretary read it, not just for me, for everybody.
Okay, no, well, I mean, is there clarity about what we're doing?
Yes.
The secretary reads it, so we all understand.
All right, Israel is asking the secretary read that motion.
Okay, as I understand it, that we elect the secretary pro tem tonight until nominations are submitted and an election is held in the future.
Those in favor, signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're voting correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes?
No.
Okay, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 3. Very well. Now, here's what, because we're late, here's what I'm suggesting. That the board vote on their ballots for chair, vice chair, secretary.
No.
There are only two ballots then. It would be chair and vice chair. And that's right. And
you want to collect them?
Which is which?
Okay, now let's have our outgoing secretary who handed out the ballots explain the process. Go ahead.
What is it?
Terry.
Okay, these are all purpose ballots except for people who weren't here last year. So typically what one would do would be to make a mark to the right of the name of the nominee to remind you that they have been nominated. Although in our elections, anyone can be written in. So election A will be chair, and election B will be vice chair, and that's all about election C. And it's ranking, so you can choose multiple candidates even if they haven't been nominated. Put one on your first choice, two on your second choice, three on your third choice.
Okay, now,
Jan,
just don't complicate things, Jan. All right, I recognize Jan.
My proposal
No, let's follow along what Terry said. On one ballot, I think A, was that chair? A, B, I think Maria is right too. B is vice chair, and did he... He
what
gave
do we
the.
Give Secretary
Pro
Tem. We need another ballot. We need
for Secretary Pro Tem.
Why do we vote just by raising our hands?
For Pro Tem.
Pro Tem, why do we vote by?
She's
showing hands.
Pro Tem.
No, you can't.
No, actually, we can't.
Pro Tem?
Oh. Well, no, because they're being picked up. They're being picked up. All right, a technicality. Members of the board, the only nominee for Secretary Pro Tem until the process is opened and new nominees is Grace. So, on a separate sheet of paper, put either Grace or a write-in candidate. And in a moment, I won't get those.
No,
Terry.
You get the vote.
Well, yeah, but I've lost my ballot.
I got all six for that purpose.
Okay.
Yeah, you just write on the...
Tom might need ballots.
No, but I got them, but what happened to them?
I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move right ahead. I will now entertain a motion. Did we vote on everything? We voted on everything, didn't we? We eliminated all this. Yeah. I will entertain a motion. Now, keep in mind, we're only adjourning the LSB, and we're going to read.
I move.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the LSB adjourn, and in just a moment we'll convene the delegates. Okay. With the evening, before I go ahead, I think I want to recognize David for a point of order or information.
Can we not adjourn? Can we reset so that we can announce the winners?
You know, it's a technical issue. I'm wondering, David. No, I think maybe. I think that's good. Could you make that motion, David? Casey Peters, we would trust you with our life. Our vote, no. Our life, yes. Okay.
Secretary.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll stick with us, we're almost finished here. David Adelson has moved that we recess the LSB meeting so we can move to a delegates meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of recessing, raise your hands.
But don't move.
Don't move. It's unanimous. Those opposed? Okay, abstentions. The LSB is recessed. If you look at the agenda, we are now opening with a proposed agenda of the KPFK delegates meeting.
Do I have everybody's secretary?
Okay, let's just take a look at the very bottom. Monday, December 20th, I'm calling into session the KPFK delegates meeting. Call to order. I'm going to dispense with the call of the roll, noting a quorum, and the roll is recorded. Is there any objection to this 3-point agenda? Okay, it's been moved to accept the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Seeing no discussion, we can go right to a vote. Those in favor of approving the
agenda.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even hear it.
The agenda is not included for a little minute for the last meeting.
Okay, let's. Why don't you make a proposal to do that then? Okay. There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we add approval of the minutes of the last delegates meeting, which was a year ago at the Law Center. So, those in favor of adding that agenda item, please raise your hands.
We have it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 opposed. Seeing none, abstentions. 1. Okay. That agenda item will go, what is now number 3, adjournment, now becomes number 3, approval of last year's delegate meeting.
2 minutes.
Approval of minutes of last meeting. Don't say it the way you said it.
Well, isn't it the meeting?
It's the meeting of April 13th.
It's the meeting we held at the...
April 13th.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now before we go ahead to the business of this meeting, I'll recognize David with a point of...
I think, don't we also need to schedule the meeting of the delegates for last year's directors?
This is it.
No, this is nomination. This is nomination. Okay.
I move to add scheduling of the next meeting.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is it by unanimous consent that we set that meeting? Can we go by unanimous consent? That we set agenda item, now it will be agenda item 4, next meeting. And David, we could also have an LSB delegates meeting. It could be a joint meeting, so we don't have to have both. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the nominations are now open. Nominations. The election will be in January. Nominations are now open for the KPFK Pacifica National Board Directors. Alright, one moment. Let's take these points of information before we go ahead. Israel.
Would you make clear to everyone here the number of positions open?
All right, that's a good point.
This is not clear to everyone.
That's a very good point. I'm glad actually you said that.
Thank you.
There are...
And the nature of the electoral process involved in this.
Yeah, I think we will have to bring the body to order because this
order.
Could get... I'm going to actually defer to one of the directors to explain the 4 positions and the nature of them. That's staff versus listener sponsor and so on. Who among the directors would be willing to do that? Is there anyone? David?
We have 4 director seats open. 3 of them are listener seats. 1 of them is a staff seat. The staff is elected by IRB. The 3 listeners by FTV. And there is a requirement that IRB is instant runoff voting. And there is a requirement that to be eligible to sit on the national board, you have to have served at least 1 year of your term on the LSB. Mm. So the only people who are eligible for the listener seats are people who served during this last year.
Point of further information. One year.
David?
The board votes
on all of them, including the...
All right. The board votes, all of the board votes for the staff rep. And yes, there is a technicality that the prior board has not sat for a year, but the intent is that it is the people who have previously sat on the board.
So that's not a problem.
In other words, somebody just seated is not eligible for the board.
Okay.
That's true.
Opening nominations.
Okay, we open nominations for director. Marie?
I'm going to nominate first. Beth?
Pardon me?
I am going to nominate first.
Yes, please.
Okay, I have 2 people to nominate.
Point of order.
Okay, there's a point of order.
When a member has 2 nominations, They can only give one until everyone else has a chance to nominate. Until like, that's when they can offer a second nomination after everyone else has had a chance to nominate.
Okay, could you get the citing in Roberts? Marie, would you be willing?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what? I nominate Julie Rodriguez.
Julie Rodriguez.
Okay.
You don't require a second,
does
it?
No, they don't.
And you can self-nominate.
Yeah, and you can self-nominate. Sherna Gluck.
I nominate Bill Gallegos.
Bill Gallegos. And let's go first to Jan, and then, well, I'm sorry, I actually looked at Jan first. Jan?
I nominate David Adelson.
David, all right, now Sarah?
I nominate Maria Armudian. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Maria Armudian.
For the staff position.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be staff. Ellen.
I nominate Donna Warren.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for more hands. Yes, Reza.
I nominate Margaret Prescott.
Margaret Prescott.
For staff.
For staff, yeah. And Donna Warren. Did you have your hand up? Oh,
I did, but my nomination.
Okay. Now, while you're thinking, the nominations are still open, but what I have is Julie Rodriguez, Bill Gallegos, David Adelson, Maria Armudian, Donna Warren, and Margaret Prescott. Are there further nominations for directors?
Okay. We did what
okay.
To do.
Going once. You buy the big pink elephant if I hit that for the third time. Going twice?
I don't think there's three listeners on me. Yeah,
the pink elephant is sold. Yeah. Julie Rodriguez. Okay, excuse me.
Clarification, I believe the nominations, however, are open until December 31st.
Okay, this is true. I mean, I have the citation here, which Lydia was kind enough to hand to me. Basically, the question I have is, do these nominations have to occur in open session?
In writing to the secretary.
In writing to the secretary. That's right. That's in the bylaws. So while we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have 6 nominees, technically until December 31st, written nominations could go to the secretary. Donna Warren.
You didn't quite close it, so I want to nominate Matt
Lindsay.
I declined.
Okay. She declined and thanks you. Okay. We have those 6 nominations. I'm going to actually now declare nominations closed just for our purposes, but between now and December 31st, other nominees could actually come forward. If you look at the agenda,
absolutely.
Incidentally, I do want to point out, because some people may be thinking, why did we come here? Yeah, why did we come here and sit through this hot meeting? It is because the bylaws dictated that we had to nominate these folks in December, and we deeply appreciate not only the listener sponsors coming out, but also the board members to choose this. Now let's look at the agenda. Approval of the minutes of last April. The chair recognizes Terry.
I don't have them.
Well,
but after April 13th, all members of the LSC were sent copies of that meeting, which I believe was about 5 minutes long. It was a combined LSC delegates meeting. And we met and decided that we didn't have to do anything and then adjourned.
You know, it was a non-meeting. So is there a legal technicality that we should approve those minutes? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now, before we go to a vote, would the only people voting be those who attended the meeting? Is that right?
No.
It's a continuing body. Now, I don't know if people feel comfortable with this. The idea that we're approving minutes of a meeting of last April.
Luckily, you'll have another chance if you vote this down because we're going to have another delegate.
Can we have a copy then?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll entertain a motion to table. Okay, it's been moved that we table the approval of these minutes, and it's been seconded.
Okay.
Is there any discussion?
No.
Seeing no discussion, we don't need a call of the question. Let's go directly to the motion to table. Do you need clarity?
No.
Oh, you're objecting. Okay, so you want to actually discuss this, Donna?
Point of order.
I want to go ahead and vote on approving the minutes.
Okay, all right. So what we'll do is we have a motion before the body to table the minutes of April's delegates meeting. That will be what we vote on. And Terry has said we will have a chance to do it at the January delegates meeting. Is there any further discussion on the motion to table? Okay, David, is this a point of order? Go ahead.
Motion to table is not debatable.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of tabling the approval of these minutes, signify by raising your hands.
What are we doing?
Tabling this.
One.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Those opposed. Okay. One, two, three,
four,
five, six. Are you voting, Julie?
Yes.
Seven.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Hang in here, folks. We're almost finished. Those opposing tabling, raise your hands.
Okay.
Because I didn't get this count. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Six, seven, eight, nine.
I'm here.
No. No. We're not trying to go through this. It's asking too much for you to try to print something out. That's asking too much. The motion, I'm going to ask for order because we're almost finished.
Order.
The motion to table failed. So let's go to a motion, the original motion, which was to approve the April 04 delegates
minutes. Okay, motion to approve.
Those in favor of approving those minutes, raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Opposed? Abstentions? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven abstentions. The motion passes.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that again? Oh, yes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a couple things here. First of all, I do want to acknowledge two members of the LSV who served in the last session and thank them for their service and thank them for coming out tonight. We also want to thank Victor, oh, excuse me, Harrison Weil and Leslie Radford. Is there any other member? We also want to thank Victor Naro of the UCLA Labor Center, who's here with a very bad sprained ankle. Where is he? Okay, he can't come out, but he's really at great personal sacrifice. Now I recognize David, who's approaching the chair with a stiletto. So, yes, that's right. We need the results of the election. The results of the election and the scheduling of the next meeting. Okay, Sherna has a point of clarification.
We set that meeting, and
that's
so
right.
As we adjourn, we will not get. We should not begin.
Yeah, that's right. We're in a recess. We've recessed. We're now still in the delegates meeting. So let's look at the calendar in January. What night in January would be good? Let's see if we can get consensus. We're going to start up with Ed. Then Lydia, Ed.
We've been having night meetings a lot. Why don't we have a day meeting in the middle of
January, like the 15th or 16th or 17th.
That's right.
That's the PMD.
It has to be before.
Then the week after.
No, no, it should come.
No, it has to be
before.
Of course it does.
So let's have an evening meeting.
Forget what I said.
Okay. What is the Saturday and Sunday prior?
No, we can't do that.
You can't do what?
We can't. Let's have an evening meeting because we have already have it. We can make it a short meeting.
Wait, all right. One moment. Just a moment. Ed's comment had to do with a day meeting instead of a night. Now let's go.
I had forgotten about the meeting. I withdraw my.
Okay, let's go to Lydia and then Arturo Lynch.
I recommend, especially because many of us have our calendars and all and so forth, that we please do this by email, but respond immediately in the next couple of days to the proposals. The bylaw specified needs to be the first half of January, the beginning. So we already know what the parameters are. We're always considering the things, but we'll be here all night as we go through everybody's preference on the meeting. So please let us do this by email. Respond to John's email, like you did for this meeting, right away. Please.
I have a suggestion. I have a calendar here if you want to know what the weekend is.
How about the second
email? Do it by email. We have our calendar.
Okay, now the floor belongs to Arturo Lemus. He was recognized in the stack.
For the purposes of announcing a legal meeting, I propose that we hold this meeting on Wednesday night, which would be January the 5th at 7 p.m.
What day is that?
Wednesday, January the 5th, 7 p.m.
It's too soon. How about the Wednesday after?
No, that's too close to the national.
That's on the 13th.
Yeah, just informally, okay. Will all board members be back from holiday traveling by the 5th?
No.
The problem I'm having is a few board members have explained to me that they'll be traveling until. What about moving it a couple days, like even to. It's Friday night?
No. Thursday night. How about Thursday night?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Donovan, weren't you circulating an email asking people about meeting dates in January and dates that were considered were the 9th or the 10th?
No.
Was that something else?
That was something else, I'm afraid.
So I would like to suggest that you do it by email. Some of us have early shows in the morning.
I know. Yeah, I understand that.
This is going to take a very long time discussing it tonight.
How about
I go with a proposal that we do it by email. And we do it at a time that we know people are back from their break.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, just one moment. We're just about ready to adjourn. Arturo, your proposal for the 5th, I'm not sure it was seconded. It may have just been. It seems a little early. So let me get a straw vote. How many of the board members would like to arrange this by email within the next few days, conferring by email? Raise your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Julie's not voting. You're not voting. 12.
Are you voting?
How many want to try to settle this tonight? Raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five. I'm sorry. Email wins on this, and we're going to have to be in touch. Be sure you're responding. Yes, now.
I believe we need to authorize you to call the meeting once you've been gotten.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we really need the body to be in order. That's right. Now, here's what we would have to do. Now, people, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn at the call of the chair or authorizing the chair to call a January meeting of the delegates. And in a moment, we're going to leave our recess and hear results of the voting. All right.
Seconded.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No.
Those in favor of that signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 opposed. Abstentions. Okay, I will be very conscientious about this, and I'll get emails to you. And yeah, no, but I'll have access no matter where I am. I will have access to email. Now, here's what we would have to do to be legal. We would have to entertain a motion to adjourn the delegates' meeting.
I move.
It's been moved and seconded. Now, don't move. Those in favor of adjourning the delegates' meeting, raise your hands.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous, hands down. Chair will entertain a motion to return to the recess LSB meeting. Raise your hands. It's unanimous. Thank you. Now the LSB can hear results of the election. Casey?
That's a very interesting process. I'm not quite sure how that works.
Roberts is turning over his brain.
Well, I want to thank Myla and Raphael for observing the vote count. For chair, there was one blank vote, one for Bill Gallegos, one for Karen Lyle, two for Donna Jo Warren, and 17 for Donna White.
All right.
Thank you very much.
For vice chair, we have one blank vote, one for Grace Aaron, one for Julie Rodriguez, one for Maria Armudian, and 18 for Sarah Amir. And finally, for Secretary Pro Tem, there are three blank votes, two for Casey McFall and 19 for Grace Aaron. If I may, just one more thing. My mother is having a party on January 1st. It is not a meeting. Those of you who want to come to a party the first day of the year, you're welcome to come to our home. I'll be sending out an email about it. It's 446 South Van Ness, just down Wilshire near Wilton.
And I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear. The nominations that were made during public... Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
Oh, no, he's asking for directions.
Oh, I see. Nominations that were made during public comment now will be facilitated through this process that we've approved. Okay, Margaret, did you have a question? That's right. That's what we approved.
With Congresswoman Maxine Waters and Celeste King, people may want to check it out.
Wait, say that again.
Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, there'll be a session on the King through
Price. Oh, I want to know when the meetings are at what the Labor Community Center.
All right. Oh, you missed the report. Talk to David, because he was there. A chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor signify by getting up and leaving.